Fiat. April 25, 1937. Prodigy of the operating act of the divine will in the creature. How one who lets it operate within herself is the longed-for creature, the welcome one, the beloved of all celestial court. Everything that is done in it acquires the virtue of producing divine life. I was thinking of the divine will operating in the creature. My God, how many surprises, how many touching scenes, how many wonders and prodigies which only a God can do. And the human littleness remains stupefied, enchanted, in seeing the immensity of the divine fiat which, while remaining immense, encloses itself within her little act, and with the creative power forms in it its operating act, with a chain of divine prodigies unheard of, but such and so many that the heavens are astounded and the earth trembles before the operating act of the divine will in the creature. But while my mind was wandering amid these surprises, my highest good, Jesus, repeating his short little visit, all goodness, told me, "My little daughter of the supreme fiat, our love is so great that as soon as the creature calls our volition into her act, it runs and descends into it. To even just call it is nothing other than to prepare the little place for it to operate. To call it means to love it, and that the creature feels the need of the operating act of my will, so that her own would not only not operate, but remain as a footstool for and an admirer of so holy a volition. So, in descending, it brings with itself its creative virtue, its celestial joys and beatitudes, the very sacrosanct Trinity as spectator and actor of its operating. And while pronouncing its fiat in the little space of the creature, it forms in it such prodigies and wonders that heavens and sun remain behind. It surpasses the whole beauty of creation. It creates in it its divine melodies, the sun's most refulgent. It creates in it its life operating, its joys ever new. This act is such and so great that the angels, the saints, would want to empty the celestial regions in order to enjoy the operating act of their fiat creator. The beauty, the sumptuousness, the vivifying virtue of this divine act is such and so great that my divine volition brings it to heaven as conquest and triumph of the soul in whom it has operated, so as to gladden the whole celestial court with new joys and beatitudes. And the joy and glory they receive is such that they do nothing but thank my divine will for having operated in the creature with so much love, because there is neither glory nor joy greater than its operating and conquering act in her." On hearing this, surprised, I said, "My love, but if the divine will takes this act with it into heaven, the poor creature remains without and as though empty of this act." And Jesus added, "No, no, my daughter. The act is always hers. No one can take it away. And while it gladdens the celestial fatherland, it remains as basis, foundation, and property in the depth of the soul. The conquest is hers. And while it delights the celestial court, she loses nothing. On the contrary, she feels within herself the creative and continuous virtue of my fiat, in act of making ever new conquests. And while it remains in the soul, at the same time, it brings it into heaven as new glory and joy of the saints and as beneficial rain for all pilgrim souls. More so, since the human family is linked to heaven and heaven to the earth, there is a bond among them, such that all have the right to participate in the good that they do. They are members united to one another, and as though naturally any good runs to give itself to all. Moreover, as my will operates in the soul, heaven places itself in waiting. In fact, since they swim in the fiat, they can feel that it is about to operate, and therefore they stand at attention. They claim and yearn to receive the new conquests and joys of the life of the divine will that they possess. My will is primary life of the saints in heaven. Therefore, all of them concur in the act it does, and by right, they want to receive the new joys and the beautiful conquests that my will knows how to make. Hence, one who lets it operate in her acts is the new joy of heaven, the welcome one, the beloved and longed for of the whole celestial court. More so, since there are no joys of conquests up there, and therefore they expect them from the earth. Oh, if all knew all these secrets of my divine fiat, they would lay down their lives in order to live of it and let it reign in the entire world. After this, I continued to think about the divine will. Nor can I help doing so, for I feel it inside of me, giving me life. I feel it outside of me as the most tender mother carrying me in its arms, nourishing me, nurturing me, and defending me from everything and from everyone. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, how beautiful is my will. No one can boast of loving the creature as it loves her. Its love is so great that it wants to do everything for her. It does not want to entrust her to anyone. With its fiat, it creates her. It raises her. It nourishes her. It carries her always in its arms of light. It acts as her teacher, teaching her the most sacred sciences. It reveals to her the secrets most obscure and hidden of our Supreme Being. It makes her aware of our love, of the flames that burn us, to make her burn together with us in each act that she does. It never leaves her alone. It runs to place its life in her. So, each act is animated by its divine life and possesses the virtue of being able to produce divine life. And my will takes these lives from within the acts of the creature in order to give divine life, life of grace, life of light, life of sanctity to the other creatures, as well as life of glory to the whole celestial court. My will is the true all-doer. It wants to give itself to all by means of one who lives in its will. And when it has formed the fullness of its masterpiece, it takes her into heaven as triumph and victory of its power and divine art, which knows how and can do anything in the creature, as long as she is disposed to living with it and lets herself be carried in its arms. Therefore, be attentive and let yourself be worked by a will so holy that loves you so much and wants to be loved.